Hachette Audio presents Chain of Events, written by Frederick T. Olson, read by Paul Michael. Part 1, Base 4. Nothing would ever make me keep a diary. Things happen. Time passes. Life begins and goes on and ends. And nothing in all the meaningless becomes better just because you write it down and look at it afterwards. One day, everything is going to be over. And if there's one thing I know, it's that when the soil thuds on the wooden lid above me, there won't be a soul who wants to read what I did some Monday in March. Nothing would make me keep a diary. Except for one thing. The realization that soon, there won't be anyone around to read it. Tuesday, 25th of November. There's snow in the air, and fear in everyone's eyes. Chapter 1. The man they shot in the alley died too late. He was a bit over 30, dressed in jeans, shirt, and a wind cheater. Far too little for the time of year, but he was reasonably clean and reasonably well fed. That's what they had promised him, and that's what he got. But nobody had told him what would happen next. And here he was. He had come to a halt between the stone walls right behind the old post office, breathless, thin gray wisps appearing and dissipating.